As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the snow has fallen on Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, February the 1st, 2011, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and solutions for each and every day. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those who live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access. You can call in at area code 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo and Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and also many other different ways to hear the broadcast. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number throughout the broadcast remains 866-841-1065. You can find all of our contact information and the show archives, etc., linked through from becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals and commodities firm, Egyptian military versus the protesters appeal. We'll be talking about that in the news this morning. Next generation millennials, will continue that thread. Looking at the Institute for New Economic Thinking, Pensacola, Florida, Judge Vincent says take Obamacare and shove it. We'll talk about that one, too. Of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Tuesday, 1st of February, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $5 at $1,338 a troy ounce. Silver up 31 cents at $28.36. The precious metals are looking really good, shining on as they are. The silver metals this morning, platinum up $13 at $1,806 an ounce. And palladium up $7, the biggest gainer so far on the day, at $820 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,333.80 for a low, $1,342.30 for a high. Remember, these are spot prices. The price you'll be quoted by your broker will be higher anyway. At $1,338 even, your gold is up $232.40 for a 21.02% return on your investment year to year. The London Gold Picks this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA.org, set the price at $1,337.50, and it's been almost right there so far. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 68 at 11,892. The S&P 500 closed up 10 at 2,700 even. The S&P 500 closed up 10. Yesterday's NASDAQ was up 13. The S&P 500 this morning up 10 at 1286. We'll pick it all up right there and continue after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold up $5 at $1,338 a troy ounce, silver up 31 cents at $28.36. Platinum up $13 at $1,806 an ounce. And palladium up 7 at $820. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday up 68 at 1,182. The NASDAQ closed up 13 at 2,700. And the S&P 500 closed up 10 at 1,286. The SPDR gold shares overnight added another 3.03 metric tons back into their treasure chest. This morning, they claimed to hold the 1,227.15 metric tons, valued on the street at $52.3 billion. That's to be proven some one of these days, kind of pretty much like Fort Knox. Anyway, crude oil this morning losing $1.06 in early trading at $91.13. That's light sweet crude, not the same as Brent, but light sweet crude off of $1.06 at $91.13. The U.S. dollar index this morning down 33 basis points at 77.41. And, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie up 26 basis points at a buck even, parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up 39 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 34 basis points at a buck 38. The British pound up 36 at $1.61. And the Swiss franc up 15 basis points at $1.06 U.S. In the bond markets this morning, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, is 0.59%. The 10-year yield is at 3.42, and the 30 at 4.60%. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate, a 15-year mortgage, moves down from 4.32% a month ago to 4.08. This morning, the 30-year, backing off that 5 percentile mark, moves down from 4.99 a month ago to 4.78% for those 30-year fixed rate mortgages. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. Your gold and silver ratio, 47.18 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold this morning, basically. Let's go to that market report again a little deeper with the Econoday calendar. This off of Econoday's website, Econoday.com, where we find for this morning motor vehicle sales, the ICSE Goldman Store sales, Redbook, the ISM Manufacturing Index. They're going to have construction spending coming out a little later. Tomorrow we've got, what have we got over here? The Challenger Job Cut Report will be out. Merchants, Mortgage Bankers Association information will be out early in the morning. The ADP Employment Report Thursday. Jobless claims will be out. The Monster Employment Index. So there's a lot of stuff happening this week in that Econoday calendar, the economic calendar. You know, there's so much going on. Let's go over to Egypt and continue that thread for a moment off Bloomberg. Lots of protests going on in Egypt as they try to figure out who they are. But basically, we know them to be a military dictatorship. And, well, here's how the article reads. Protesters rally in Cairo for March aimed at ending Mubarak's 30-year rule. This is being written for Bloomberg by Abdel Latif Wahba, Ola Galal, and Ala Shanin, of all things. Well, collaboratively writing, Egyptian protesters began gathering in Cairo for a march aimed at drawing a million people onto the streets and forcing President Hosni Mubarak from power. And opposition supporters today poured into Cairo's Tahrir Square, the epicenter. I think that's called Freedom Square or something like that. Tahrir Square, the epicenter of the week-long uprising against the president's 30-year rule. Newly appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman, or something, Suleiman, said late yesterday that Mubarak instructed him to start a dialogue with the protesters. The military promised not to fire on marchers and said that it recognized the legitimacy of the people's demands. The people are united in their demand for Mubarak to leave, said Hani al-Husseini, or Husseini, an official with the Tagamu Opposition Party. Well, I guess I'm going to have to study this language a little bit and get the transliterations right. Quote, the march of the 1 million people will succeed. People are coming in from other provinces, close quote, he said by telephone from Cairo. Opposition groups have also called for a nationwide strike. God. The unprecedented protests have left more than 100 people dead, sad to say, and roiled international stock, bond, and oil markets. With investors concerned, they may spread to other countries in the region or lead to the closure of the Suez Canal. Egypt is one of the biggest back recipients of U.S. aid, and Mubarak has backed efforts to encourage Arab acceptance of Israel, oppose Iran's nuclear program, and blockade the Gaza Strip. Oh, my. Oh, there's so much going on over there this morning. The Square of Revolution. As the square filled with demonstrators again today, a charred police truck stood at its center, stuffed with garbage. Protesters put up a sign over it saying, the new headquarters of the National Democratic Party. The nearby central office of Mubarak's group was burned down last week. The Tahrir Plaza honors the 1952 revolution in which the Egyptian military overthrew the monarchy and proclaimed a republic, and it's still a military state. Al Jazeera Television said the destination of today's march is Mubarak's presidential palace, some 7 miles from Tahrir. Mubarak yesterday revamped his government with appointments including Mahmoud Wagdi as the interior minister to replace Habib al-Adidi. Well, I don't think that's going to cut the mustard there, Bubba. I think the folks pretty much want you to leave. Anyway, let's go over here and look at something from the from the chat room. I got this one up here right in front of me. Let's see if I can pull it over, open it up just a little bit and see what we got to say. Here it is, new news. Looks like Jordan's King Abdullah has just dismissed his government and appointed a new prime minister, according to Reuters and AP. Jordan has been experiencing protests for 3 weeks now over rising food prices and the unemployment situation. Marouf Al-Bakhit, a former prime minister and security chief, has been appointed prime minister. Looks like a shuffling of the deck from Abdullah in response to public pressure. King Abdullah has called on his new prime minister to carry out true political reforms, according to the BBC. Not much of substance yet, but it shows the pressure of it's getting to King Abdullah, and the spillover impact is for real. Well, lots happening over there in the Near and Central or Middle East. Let's go on a little bit further here. Jump to the next one. Pick this one up. Oh, so much. Lots of fun, isn't it? Egypt's military leaders tighten six-decade grip amid protests. This one, again, by an Ala Shanin. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's appointment of vice president for the first time in his 30-year reign may herald the end of his rule. It probably won't end six decades of military control. Egypt's government is not so much a Mubarak government as it is a military government. And the article continues and continues. So you get the idea. But things aren't looking too good on the home front either. The White House is in trouble, at least so far as Obamacare is concerned. White House to pursue health care appeal after a judge rejects the entire law. This is new news. Yesterday evening, late, I heard the first word of it. Coming out of Pensacola, Florida. Judge Benson, well, let's just say he didn't quite flip the bird to the Berry's administration, but it came pretty close. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
My soul Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
And so, once again, back into the news basket here, looking at this article off of the Bloomberg website, White House to pursue health care appeal after judge rejects the entire law. Andrew Harris writing this one for Bloomberg. Obama's administration said it will appeal a Florida judge's ruling last year's health care overhaul overstepped limits on congressional power by compelling people to buy insurance. Of course, we're compelled to buy auto insurance. So I guess there's precedent, but nevertheless, constitutional power. Buddy, when was the last time we had the Constitution operative in this country? U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson in Pensacola said yesterday that a provision of the law requiring Americans over 18 to obtain insurance coverage exceeded the power of Congress to regulate commerce under the U.S. Constitution. Of course, we spent a couple of weeks here talking about the Commerce Clause. Everybody should be up to speed on that by now. Because the insurance mandate is central to the legislation, the entire law must be voided, he said. The U.S. said it may seek to block the decision while it appeals. The U.S. said it may seek to block the decision. Florida sued on behalf of 13 states on March the 23rd, the day the Barry the Usurper signed into the law the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. I mean, if you go to the Constitution, go to the Constitution. Where's this jerk's birth certificate? Anyway, you know, the whole 111th and 112th Congress, they've been convened unconstitutionally under a usurper administration. So let's get real here. Anyway, Florida sued on behalf of 13 states, so on and so forth. 25 states had joined Florida's suit by yesterday's decision. Virginia sued separately on March the 23rd, and Oklahoma filed its own suit on January the 21st. Things are heating up. Quote, we're analyzing this opinion to determine what steps, if any, including seeking a stay, like a stay of execution, are necessary while the appeal is pending to continue our progress toward ensuring the Americans do not lose out on the important protections this law provides. Stuck on stupid Tracy Schmaler, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Justice Department, said in a statement yesterday. The 955-page law also bars insurers from denying coverage to people who are sick and from imposing lifetime limits on costs. It includes pilot projects to test ideas like incentives for better results and bundled payments to medical teams for patient care. Blah, blah, blah. Absolutely right. Stephen Presser, a professor of legal history. Now we have the experts say, you know, we went up and visited a little bit with Ivy Ledbetter Lee yesterday. We might revisit that chapter in American history in a moment. Stephen Presser, a professor of legal history at Northwestern University in Chicago, called Vinson's decision, quote-unquote, powerful, because it was the first finding that the mandate to purchase insurance can't be separated from the rest of the law, and saying it must be thrown out in its entirety, you know? And he called the judge's analysis, quote-unquote, absolutely right. That's right. Absolutely right, darling. That's why we don't call for an audit of the Fed on this broadcast. It's end the Fed or nothing. Still, he said, quote, it's utterly unclear at this point what long-range effect it will have, close quote, because the ruling is enforceable only in the territory. Curious use of the word here now. The territory governed by the federal courts of Florida's Northern District, encompassing Pensacola, Gainesville, and the state's capital, Tallahassee. Key word there, the territory. That would take a substantial amount of legal study to understand. Presser, who has testified before Congress about constitutional law, said the administration would probably ask the U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta to halt the enforcement of Vinson's decision pending an appeal. Three other courts have weighed in on the law, two of them upholding it. In the third case, U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson in Richmond, just being fair here, getting the opposite view, voiced a mandatory coverage component while allowing the rest of the law to stand. So they don't seem to be quite understanding the same sorts of things that Vincent understands, is that if one part of it's no good and can't be enforced, it can't be enforced, and it all needs to go bye-bye anyway. Voided the mandatory covering. Appeal to that ruling and of a decision upholding the law are slated to go before a Richmond Federal Appeals Court in May. What's happening? U.S. enforcement? While the appeals are pending, nothing stops the U.S. from enforcing the health care legislation. Where's that million-man march now? We have the same kind of testosterone as this Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? I don't think so. Nothing can get an American out of their lazy boy. Quote, unquote, politically, it may have much more staying power, said Carl Tobias, a law professor at the University of Richmond in Virginia. Quote, it does reinforce the opponents of the legislation in the political sphere. Sure it does. The ruling by Vincent, you see, he's drawing it into a political argument. All right, we're going to politicize the law at this point. The ruling by Vincent, who was named to the federal bench in 1983 by who? By Ronald, the great communitarian, Reagan, Ronnie Reagan, a Republican. Okay, so now we've got the radical Christian right on one side, and we got the radical Marxist left on the other side, and they're going head to head over socialism. Anyway, the judge has confirmed what many of us knew. This is a quote. From the start, Obamacare is an unprecedented and unconstitutional infringement on the liberty of the American people. I hope you didn't have to go to school too long to figure that out. But Florida Governor Rick Scott, a Republican, said in a statement, that's exactly right. Ricky, most of us have known this from the start. Continuing, individual mandate. The individual mandate, combined with the expansion of Medicaid and employer-based coverage, would extend health coverage to 32 million more people by 2019, which is real good for the insurance industry. According to the Congressional Budget Office, mandatory coverage, what the U.S. has called the linchpin of the plan, would start in 2014. Mandatory. Mandates. Quote, all insurers will continue on the path they are on, complying with the health law and in the mandates until the Supreme Court rules, said Anna Gupte, G-U-P-T-E, an analyst at Sanford C. Bernstein and Company in New York, noting that the law is still a law. God. Tyler Mason, a spokesman for the Minnetonka, Minnesota-based United Health Group, Inc., the biggest U.S. insurer by sales. This wouldn't be a special interest lobby pitch, would it? Declined to comment on yesterday's ruling, no doubt. Kristen E. Binns, B-I-N-N-S, a spokeswoman for the Indianapolis-based WellPoint, Inc., the biggest U.S. insurer by enrollment, also declined to comment. But you just got to know they both got a lot of money on both sides of this whole argument. You know they do. They got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Virginia case? Hudson, ruling in Virginia's case on December the 13th, also held the mandate unconstitutional. The government lacks the authority to, quote, compel an individual to involuntarily enter the stream of commerce by purchasing a commodity in the private market. Of course, we have to buy our license plates and license tags and inspection fees and comply with emissions requirements and restrictions. We've got to buy automobile insurance, you know. Well, I guess they got a lot of precedent for this idea of involuntarily entering the stream of commerce. You want to operate your vehicle on the road, you have to do it so in commerce. The right to travel is out the window in this country. It's been out the window for all of my life. Well, we'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we just get a little bit more into this discussion as we go along here. Let's talk of move away from the healthcare into the banking sector for a while. We're going to go into the email basket pretty quick. Bank chiefs get antitrust reminder for their closed-door Davos gatherings. Of course, we were visiting for a couple of days there with Gustavus Myers and his excellent book, The History of the Great American Fortunes. We came all over this idea of the antitrust, the trust that came in and basically usurped control over our entire country. But antitrust and anti-monopoly, you know, we've had antitrust and anti-monopoly movements off and on with limited success for a very long time. That's what brought us around to the Commerce Clause and the Interstate Commerce Commission, actually. Aaron Kirchfield and Gavin Finch writing this for Bloomberg. This is January the 28th, a couple of days back now. When the chief executive officers of banks, including Bank of America, Barclays PLC, and J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, you can find that pretty much is all just Rothschild money at the top, met in Davos yesterday. Lawyers told them to avoid discussing pricing matters or risk breaking antitrust rules. All right, so the freedom of speech doesn't apply once you go behind the closed doors and you get into these meetings like in Davos. CEOs were told to refrain from talking about costs and price changes, according to the one-page legal briefing prepared for groups meeting at the World Economic Forum and obtained by Bloomberg News. Executives should feel free, quote unquote, to, quote, discuss common problems and challenges of a general administrative or logistical nature, as long as the purpose of the discussion is not to encourage uniform action or the elimination of restriction or competition, right? The note said. So even though the Rockefellers, you know, have loathed, despised, and detested competition from early on, as have all of those, you know, the Vanderbilts, the Astors, Guggenheim's, the whole nine yards, Hill, Huntington, all the rest of them, they've all loathed, despised competition. They followed that model expertly. Yeah, when they get together like this, as opposed to when J.P. Morgan met with his people at 219, what was it, Madison Avenue in New York, and created their Interstate Railway Commission, cabal. Unlike then, these guys need to, you know, hey, don't encourage anything other than uniform action, elimination, or restriction of competition. Got it? They had their legal briefing. Barclays CEO, Barclays Capital CEO, Robert Diamond. Now, Diamond in this case, Bob Diamond here, this is spelled with the A and leaves the D. Jamie Dimon dropped the A and got rid of the D, so he got rid of the after death, and he's still just walking death. Barclays CEO, Robert Diamond, and Prudential PLC CEO's Tidjane Thiam. Wow, what a name. Tidjane Thiam co-chaired the annual event known as the Governor's Meeting for Financial Services, which convened behind closed doors on the sidelines of the forum yesterday. The gathering discussed regulation, sovereign debt, political intervention in the markets, and financial innovation. The bankers' session preceded a planned meeting with global regulators tomorrow. So the Bilderberg, you know, they're just straight up in your face, meeting behind closed doors, and at Davos, everybody meets behind closed doors in the after hours, in the other sessions. Quote, there's always an antitrust risk if sensitive information which could be relevant to competition, for example, on prices, conditions, or customers, is exchanged in meetings between competitors. So here, I guess they would just Twitter each other, nod, nod, and wink, wink. That would be my guess. Andreas von Bonin, a partner at law firm Freshfields, Bruckhaus, Derringer Antitrust Competition and Trade Team, makes a lot of sense to provide legal advice, they say. EU fines. Attendees were advised to avoid, quote, discussing, recommending, or agreeing, close quote, on matters including pricing matters, costs, supplier details, technological developments and sales volumes or geographies, law firm Clifford Chance, you pays your money, you get your chance, right? LLP said in the memo, which was found among materials left in the room where the meeting took place. Oh, handy. Oh, we got to have waiters working in all these hotels. Companies risk cartel fines of up to 10% of annual revenue if European regulators decide they teamed up with rivals to fix prices or allocate customers and markets. International Monetary Fund, World Trade Organization, Peter D. Sutherland, Jamie Dimon, etc., etc. The World Economic Forum thought, quote, it would be useful to have a one-page do's and don'ts. Clifford Chance spokesman Claire Gosnell said, quote, it's sometimes helpful to have some guidelines in front of you. The guidance notes, it's always guidance these days, guidance, you know, best practices and guidance. The guidance notes were sent to all groups at the forum and weren't specific to the bankers' meetings, she said. So apparently it wasn't a clandestine memo. Participants in yesterday's meetings included Brian Moynihan of Bank of America, the largest U.S. lender by assets, Bradley Dugan of Credit Suisse AG, the second largest Swiss bank, and Oswald Gruber of UBS AG, Switzerland's second biggest lender. Excuse me. Spokesman for Barclays, UBS, J.P. Morgan didn't immediately return calls for comments. Spokesman for Bank of America and Credit Suisse also declined to comment. Well, there is all of that. Let's go over here and take a little bit more of a look at Davos. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's a special place on Bloomberg's website. If you go in and you root around and you click on any of the subheads, exclusive, worldwide, regions, markets, etc., you click on and open one of those, look over on the right, you'll see a news box, and it says Davos down at the bottom on the right. And it'll give you some of the updates that you can find right off of Davos' website and news articles from people who were there, which might help you to understand a little bit more about what just happened at this World Economic Forum. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit here, hit a different browser. If you go in and type in Pensacola judge rules against Obamacare, you will get about 23,700 results according to Google. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I have already noticed that the reports coming out are changing rapidly. So if you want to kind of bookmark some of these articles for yourself, it would probably be a good thing to do today. Again, Pensacola judge rules against Obamacare was the search field that I typed in. There's something else that came out of Davos. For those of you that follow that, got the heads up to this by one of our email contributors in the email box. But there was a meeting, it was an interview between a Bloomberg reporter and George Soros. And, of course, you know, we've got to listen so very carefully to these various interviews and things that we see and hear, looking for the real clues behind the clues, the story behind the story. And in the conversation, just very briefly, George Soros mentioned this new institute that he's throwing a lot of money behind and getting other people to throw money behind as well. It's called the Institute for New Economic Thinking. And you can type that into your browser at ineteconomics.org. ineteconomics.org, the Institute for New Economic Thinking. And they talk about grants, initiatives, conferences, videos, engaging in blogging, but this is all relatively new. I think that it's rather interesting, especially from the standpoint of what we heard discussed the other evening, at least on Michael Vail's broadcast, The Vantage Point, when we're talking about the young people today, the millennial generation coming up on us and at us, hungry, educated, you know, looking to start their world, jumpstart the world for themselves and their generation as they ought. But at the same time, we see in the background, instead of having a spontaneous, you know, self-generated, solutions-based lifestyle, it's basically a dialogue to consensus sessions. They have a link that you can click on. I'm not going to play these long, lengthy clips. You can find it for yourself and watch it. The full story of the INET, I-N-E-T. The new documentary style video explains all about the Institute for New Economic Thinking, from its origins to the current initiatives that are attempting to fulfill its ambitious mission. But in that, you'll find that they convened a big meeting over at King's Hall in England, King's Church or something like that, King's University, King's College, that's it, King's College in England. And then they held their meeting in Keynes Hall. You know, John Maynard Keynes, talked about him a lot. He's the guy that came up with this hairball idea that you can actually spend your way into prosperity, all right? That the more you spend, the deeper in debt, the richer you become. That's right. A lot of hay has been made on that concept back in the early 50s, 60s, and 70s. William Nickerson wrote a book, How I Turned $1,000 into $1 million in Real Estate in My Spare Time. Cover that and much more right after this.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, looking at this website now open in front of me, this Institute for the New Economy. This is George Soros' baby and a bunch of other guys involved in it. The Institute for New Economic Thinking. It's INET, I-N-E-T, economics.org. And it's curious on this particular page, /video, they've got some videos that you could take a look at. But, you know, we've been talking with Vicki Davis about China. You've heard her on other broadcasts as well, you know, taking a very serious look at China. Also, excellent interview that Michael Vail had with Thomas P.M. Barnett on Sunday on his Vantage Point broadcast. And here's some of the titles, the captions underneath these videos that you can watch on this webpage. The Long Roots of Chinese Economic Boom, A Tectonic Period for the Readjustment of the World, The New Attraction of 5-Year Plans. That's, you know, basic your communist model here. The 5-Year Plans. This is right out of Joseph Stalin. The China and the U.S., couples therapy. They need couples therapy. All right, this is one of these experts that say, the next generation in China, collaborating with the Chinese using new technologies, good topics for study about China, looming challenges facing China and the West, and finally, an amazing moment in history. Now, these are all videos. I haven't had the chance to go through and review all of them, but I am starting to familiarize myself with this particular website and the threads. They are linked up with the London School of Economics. Make no doubt about that, you know. So you might find it's a part of studies that you want to go into as the time allows. Now, yesterday, we talked a little about this guy, Ivy Lee Ledbetter, and I want to continue with this a little bit. I gave you one style of article yesterday. And this is off of Wikipedia, all right? So you can just go up and find it for yourself. Just Ivy, like the plant, Ivy Lee, type that in, and Ivy Lee Wiki, and you should just come right up with this article. Because here, this article is about the man known as the founder of public relations. Now, you know, we'd understand that Edward Bernays might also hold that title, and the article will test that in the next sentence. But, again, this is American now, all right? This article is about the man known as the founder of public relations. For the Singaporean actress, C. Ivy Lee. That's different, okay? Ivy Ledbetter Lee, born in July the 16th of 1877, lived until November the 9th of 1934. So he stayed with us on the planet until about the first year of Franklin Delano Carter and Communist Roosevelt's administration, is considered by some to be the founder of modern public relations. And much of what we see in the news has been influenced strongly by this man's thinking and his successes in life. Although, the article continues here, the title could also be held by Edward Bernays. And Bernays, by the way, if you don't know, is spelled B-E-R-N-A-Y-S. It's not like a Bernays sauce. B-E-R-N-A-Y-S, Edward. The term public relations is to be found for the first time in the 1897 yearbook of railway literature. Now, that's very important. And again, this idea of Gustavus Myers, the muckraker, was very much opposed to the style of writing that was coming in and on that he saw at the time. This is the sort of writing that too often we get even today in the media. This is where, you know, the wealthy can do no wrong. Nobody wants to talk about Goldman Sachs. Nobody really wants to talk about Lloyd, you know, Blankfein. Nobody really wants to talk about the dirt on Jamie Dimon or anybody else, you know, unless they're in politics, and then it's okay to sling mud. But if they're a banker, if they're a lawyer, you know, if they're a doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief, nobody wants to sling any mud. There's no muckraking going on. Everybody paints them all out as philanthropists. Oh, look at how much money he gave. Oh, he started a university. And that in itself, is bought and paid for journalism that corrupts the minds of the reader. Here, continuing, early life and career. Ivy Lee was born near Cedartown, Georgia, on July the 16th of 1877 as the son of a Methodist minister. All right? Didn't say son of a rabbi or son of a Catholic priest. Son of a Methodist minister. James Waldeman Lee, who founded an important Atlanta family. So if James Wilderman Lee founded an important Atlanta family, then perhaps we need to and would be well off, you know, checking out who James Wilderman Lee is. And of course, we would follow it up. He studied at Emory College and then graduated from Princeton. So obviously, he didn't come in, you know, with his pockets turned out. But this article is going to style it that way. He worked as a newspaper reporter and stringer. He was a journalist at the New York American, the New York Times, and the New York World. He got his first job in 1903 as a publicity manager for the Citizens Union. Well, I ask you, what was your first job? Bagging groceries at Safeway? I don't imagine that your first job was publicity manager for the Citizens Union. He also authored the test book, The Best Administration New York City Ever Had. He later took a job with the Democratic National Committee. Lee married Cornelia Bartlett Bigelow in 1901. They had three children, Alice Lee in 1902, James Wilderman Lee II in 1906, and Ivy Lee Jr. in 1909. And, of course, then, as a researcher, we can track them out, too, especially the daughters. Who did the daughters marry? That's very important. We learned that from studying the Rothschilds, five sons, five daughters. We always talk about the five sons and the five daughters just fade into the mist, but they don't fade into the background. They usually marry up anyway. And we found that that was into the Goldschmidts and others that they married. Together with George Parker, he established the United States third public relations firm. So he wasn't the first, but he was an important. Parker and Lee, that was the name of their company in 1905. The new agency boasted of, and again, we got this yesterday, accuracy, authenticity, and interest. You know, all the news that's fit to print, We've heard all these various slogans. What was Fox News? I don't watch TV, so I don't know them all. So you do, but I don't. Because you can handle the truth, there's lots of that. The home of philosophical radicalism, there's lots of that, all right? But he's at accuracy, authenticity, and interest. So they're building up this facade, if you will. They're building up their image, which is very important, behind this slogan. They made this partnership and working together in the Democratic Party headquarters, handling publicity for Judge Alton Parker's unsuccessful presidential race against Teddy Roosevelt. We talked about that yesterday, briefly. The Parker and Lee firm lasted less than 4 years, but the junior partner, Lee, was to become one of the most influential pioneers in public relations. Now, we're going someplace with all this. We're going to come to Rockefeller in a moment. But we're going someplace with all this. He evolved his philosophy in 1906 into the Declaration of Principles. Now, we heard, if any of you were listening to Jimmy X's broadcast with Sean, that Jimmy X, long time in the radio business and public relations, you know, if you will, on his side, is given an AP style book or a handbook that lets them know how they're supposed to report things. And, of course, a couple of weeks ago, we looked at the Hasbara manual for Jewish students, how they style their discussions and articles and letters to the editor and so on and so forth. All very important to understand how the dialogue is controlled oftentimes from behind. And we become victims to that, you know, using these memes that are floated out there. They're irresistible. You know, Brick, Doug Owen spoke of that last evening on his broadcast. And now this new one that's being floated out, MIST, BRIC nations, now MIST, you know, Mexico, Indonesia, what is it, Singapore, and what, Turkey? Wow, that doesn't work. Anyway, the Parker and Lee firm lasted less than 4 years, but the junior partner, Lee, was become one of the most influential pioneers in public relations. In 1906, he wrote the Declaration of Principles, the first articulation of the concept that public relations practitioners have a public responsibility that extends beyond their obligations to the client. They have a public responsibility. Now, when 10K Puddles in the chat room, also known as Jason, is a caller, sent me the fourth edition to Black's Law, in that dictionary, as was in the Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, in that dictionary, Black's fourth, there is a section on how an attorney, how a lawyer should comport himself. And it's much the same idea, this idea of public responsibility, the face they put forward. Well, we'll pick up that right after this. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, starting out our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, went through a variety of news, not much on the news basket today. Big news about Obamacare being challenged by Judge Vincent in Pensacola, Florida. That's good news for some, and it's going to cause a little bit of trouble for those that support that initiative, piece of legislation. But transitioning from that back into this concept and looking at public relations and journalism and where we find ourselves today, you know, they popped the internet kill switch ostensibly in Egypt. You know, what is the role in media? What is the role of a journalist? What kind of things, you know, are, how can it be used, plus, minus, you know, positive, negative, so on and so forth. Just covering a little bit, but taking a close look at Ivy Lee. You know, I don't know, just almost say, ask for a show of hands in the audience. You know, how many of you had ever heard of Ivy Lee before I mentioned it the other day? Right? A lot of people have heard of Edward Bernays, but we forget about this guy. All right. So anyway, continuing along here, the Parker and Lee firm lasts less than 4 years, blah, blah, blah. All right. And then, in the same year, that would be 1906, after an accident with the Pennsylvania Railroad, Lee issued what is often considered to be the very first press release. Wow, huh? Of course, go back and study the Reuters, all right? Reuters developed a very interesting network. They wanted to bring all the news together and to be a news aggregator. It's Michael Vail and Doug Owen and Lee Rogers and others, you know, on the network here. Are all news aggregators. They're news hounds. They go out and they, you know, hit up the brush and use the power of the computing technology to, pull all these different feeds together and take a look at thousands of articles. And this is basically, you know, what they're looking at are press releases. But, again, Lee issued what is often considered to be the very first press release, convincing the company to openly disclose information to journalists before they could hear the information from elsewhere. So it's one thing, as they say, to take a bushel basket and put it over a lamp, all right? Try and block out the truth. The other style is to put the truth up on a lampstand and let it shine brightly, all right? And when you're faced with something difficult, like the foreclosure gate fraud, you could try and keep this in the box, but of course this is something too big to stay in the box. You could try, unless there was an ulterior motive, which I still suspect, but you could try to keep whatever's happening in the Gulf of Mexico with the Meccano Gently Weeps project under wraps. And certainly, you all remember the day when I announced, well, that was it. Meccano's all done, remember? We read it right from Bloomberg. It was all done. Everything's cleaned up. We can go back to everything we might like to do in the Gulf. Swim, play, you know. Sail, fish, do all the things you want to do. Right? It was like an overnight experience, an aha. Just as there will be an overnight experience and aha, Egypt's problems will be solved. So will Tunisia, so will Jordan, so will everybody in the Middle East. One morning, it'll just be, it's over. All right? You don't need to look there anymore. And so the decision then is, do you put the truth up on a lampstand and point at it and say, see, see? As Alan Watts says, there's a reason, or a story we could say, and then there's the reason behind the reason, or the story behind the story. And if you want to direct the people's attention to certain facts and overlook another, then you could say, hey, it was Lee Harvey Oswald from the third floor. As Charlie Giuliani brought out, maybe Maybe it was Mrs. Kennedy with a pocket revolver. But, you know, she was certainly there. The opportunity presented itself. What did the Zapruder film show anyway? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so back to this discussion here once more, a little bit further on this guy, Ivy Ledbetter Lee. I do hope you'll take a little bit of time and look into him and look into this particular style. We talk so much about Albert Van Dicey, and it's available on the archives. Go back and dial through. You know, next month I start the third year of broadcasting on Oracle and the fourth consecutive. So, you know, just realize there's lots of archives out there, and I don't cover the same thing each and every day, droning on and on and on like some do. But anyway, continuing. When Lee, again, was hired, what I wanted to say was Albert Van Dicey, all right? Now, when Dicey, he held the Blackstonian chair at Oxford, I believe, and came over here to Harvard, darling, and he gave a series of lectures, which I have, it was published by the Liberty Fund Books, Albert Van Dicey, I think it's Public Opinion and Cross Currents of Public Opinion as it shapes law and legislation, something along that style for a title of the book. But you can find it at Liberty Fund Books, Albert Venn, V-E-N-N Dicey, D-I-C-E-Y. But it's a very important book to read. It is horrifically boring, and I no doubt put all of the students to sleep, But he was talking ahead of the time and over their heads. All right. But we study all things, believe nothing until we can prove in our own research. When Lee was hired full-time by the Pennsylvania Railroad in 1912, he was considered to be the first public relations person placed in an executive-level position. In fact, his archives reveal that he drafted one of the first job descriptions of a VP-level corporate public relations position. It became apparent, it was revealed, if you will, by the Times, as the various great fortunes, the money masters, were amassing their great fortunes in this country, it became apparent that it was going to take a professional, full-time staff to be able to produce sufficient whitewash to be able to keep the people buying the lies and not looking at the swindle that was happening not only in Congress and in commerce and business, but at the very highest echelons of life, right? Who was it that had the special Piercero limousine just so that he could wear his favorite top hat? Who was that wealthy individual? Anyway, in 1919, again, Lee founded the Public Relations Counseling Office of Lee, Ivy Lee and Associates. During World War I, Lee served as a publicity director and later as assistant to the chairman of the American Red Cross. And then I had sidebarred away, segued away in the last segment, is to Reuters and the Reuters News Agency and laying the first transatlantic cable. News in the last 100 years has become quite the issue, quite the commodity. And certainly, you know, all of the top seven, we've, you know, given you their names before, Rockefeller, Bronfman, Murdoch, who stayed away from Davos, by the way, Sumner, Redstone, the Rothschilds, the Newhouse, Fourth, you know. These guys are the master blasters, hold the purse strings and direct news content in the media. Continuing effect on public relations, many historians credit Lee with being the originator of the modern crisis communications. Again, I'll share with you from Agenda 21, Chapter 7, Promoting Sustainable Human Settlement Development, point 7.59. It's the promotion of a culture of safety. I call it the development or promotion of a safety cult. We're doing everything for pre-disaster planning, you know, post-disaster reconstruction, and during the disaster response. And it impacts, it influences you and I on a daily basis. You know, you hear about the Berkey water filter. You hear about all of the preparedness stuff. And do you have stored food? And do you have bullets and Bibles and bacons and beans? Do you just overflowing with them? Right? Big money in all this stuff. This is the crisis communications. Never let a good crisis go to waste. So you've got this opportunity here in the Near East to affect certain changes economically, socially, politically, geopolitically, we should say, as China is or becomes the rising star. We've got to prepare all of Asia and, you know, really, you know, the Hebrew were considered Orientals. That's the Orient. It's all the Orient, you know, the Orient Express. But it's time now to prepare all of that subcontinent, or continent, if you will, for the next millennia, this new generation millennials. It's all going to be focused on China. We've lost the limelight here. We'll be operating from the behind the scenes in the United States and in Europe and in the United Kingdom, UK. Continuing, from then on, he faithfully served. No. Get it right, Will. In 1914, he was to enter a public relations on a much larger scale when he was retained by whom? John D. Rockefeller, to represent his family and Standard Oil, to burnish the family image. In other words, give him happy face. After the coal mining rebellion in Colorado, known as the Ludlow Massacre, Upton Sinclair dubbed him Poison Ivy. After Lee tried to send bulletins saying those that died were victims of an overturned stove, when in fact they were shot by the Colorado militia. Right? You have errors of commission, where you intentionally create and make an error, and then you've got the errors of omission, where you intentionally omit certain key details. But again, poison ivy here. He tried to convince the reading public that the victims there at that rebellion died of an overturned stove instead of having been shot by the Colorado militia. And there really is nothing new about this operation here, the Ludlow Massacre. It had happened already time and time again, which was revealed in the pages of Gustavus Meyer's great book. From then on, he, that would be Lee, faithfully served the Rockefellers and their corporate interests. Now, again, from Gustavus Meyer's, we learned that the Rockefellers were exceedingly secretive. They didn't flaunt their wealth. They didn't go out and talk about their long-term plans, their mid-range plans, and their short-term plans. They didn't talk about what they'd bought or what they'd sold or what land they held or on which continent or continents they were investing in. The Rockefellers kept their mouths shut. That's not the same as a lot of the others. You know, Hollywood, they've always got the magnets. You know, they're out there and they're in the Parade magazine and the other stuff that's filth that you see in the Rupert Murdoch's aisle of filth as you try and crowd your way through a grocery checkout stand. Anyway, that they don't operate that way. Continuing, he faithfully served the Rockefellers in their corporate interests, including a strong involvement in Rockefeller Center. He was, in fact, the first to suggest to Junior, against his reservations, that he give to the complex his family name, even after he moved on to set up his own consulting firm. He became an inaugural member of the Council on Foreign Relations in the U.S. when it was established in New York City in 1921. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And it looks like we have a caller online. Let's go to the 909 area code, it looks like to me, and say good morning to our caller.
Hey, Will, what's up? It's White Boy Chris.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you.
Fantastic. Hey, sorry to call in again, dude, with the same issue, but last time I tried to write down some of the stuff you were telling me, and I couldn't find it. Dude, they impounded my motorcycle again, and they're telling me that you need a driver's license to drive in public roadways. I told them that I wasn't driving, that I was traveling, and I was. It's Uniform Code 207, right? Because someone called in Alex Jones and was trying to confuse the issue, like with 308 or 303 or 103 through 208 or something like that. And then I was wondering, like, if you have any ideas on, like, maybe like prepaid lawyer services or how do I learn how to file the appeals and stuff? Because they just keep on, like, throwing all my stuff out of court. I keep on telling them, like, if there's no corpus delicti, which is the body of a crime, if there's no victim, then there can't be a crime. So, like, they don't care. They just keep on throwing me out of court and telling me they don't have to give me back my property or a trial for 45 days, but the impound lot's going to sell my bike in 30 days, dude. So what do you think I should do?
Well, really, there's a lot of background noise there, but what I would suggest doing is find somebody that really has the ins and the outs on this particular issue, and there's a gob and a bunch of them out there. You know, there are people like that actually specialize in this branch and this study of the right to travel, you know, that have written on it and have taught on it for years. There are other people that know far better about it than I do. My consideration on all of this is that, yeah, it is possible sometimes to succeed or prevail, and perhaps you would be lucky or fortunate enough to prevail right where you are in your particular county and convince your sheriff and your judge that you have a right to travel. I know people here locally who have, and they can travel around fairly freely inside of the county with or without license plates, with or without a driver license. But as soon as they cross county lines, now they're in somebody else's jurisdiction, and if, you know, they're known of by the others, you know, they have to start the process over and over again. So it's a tough issue. I don't know how to counsel you or advise you. I would have a hard time beating a traffic ticket myself. But there's a huge body of information on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, because I told the officers, you know, if you take my bike, I'm going to have to sue them. Have you ever heard of this? Because, like, there's this guy online. He's going by the name of Charles Sprinkle. Supposedly, like, he sued them all. He sued the cops who arrested him. He sent letters to their house, and he sued their wives. He went all the way up to Reagan. Like, he sued all the judges, everyone for, he said they'd become impersonators in their office.
Yes.
And, because you have to do is, I went into court and I said, hey, please, you know, protect me. There's a conspiracy to violate my right to travel. And, they're holding on to my, and he's like, well, he told me basically, like, I have ground to stand on, but that I have to wait until my trial, which is 45 days, but this is just an impound hearing. But it's like, man, they got my property. I can't think of anything else to do. So it's like, you're saying, I just have to contact a lawyer and try to get the right to travel.
No, I didn't say contact a lawyer. That might not be the smartest thing to do, because typically the lawyer is going to work for the court. They're an agent of the court. You'll need to find other people like Randy Kelton and others out there that actually know this issue and know it well enough to be able to give you some counsel. I really can't. You know, that's what I'm saying. But again, I heard this the argument, you know, posed by Pringle. I don't know whether he can travel outside of California or whether his magic only works for him there. So this is a tough situation. I think that we need to look for the global solution, if you will. In other words, for all of the states of the union. But if you can be successful locally, maybe you can help other people locally. And if you can teach your judge, so much the better. But, just to wish you the best of luck with it. And keep us advised. If you come up with anything, feel free to shoot me an email. I've got
Hey, could you just throw out some of those links and the names of the books again for me real quick, too? And then I'll write them all down, or everything you can think of on the topic and the issue, because I'll go back and listen to the archives, and I'll try to get it all down. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your help.
Send me later, man. Okay, bye. Yeah, if you'll just send me an email, folks, it's much better than just, you know, spontaneously out of the top of my head on a different topic. But there's a lot to it. I mean, this is a really tough issue, and it impacts many people, and many people's lives have been impacted by it in the most horrible ways. People do in time, all right? And so, you've got to do your homework on these things. But these, again, they fall into the category that I call individual solutions to global problems. Individual solutions to global problems. You could absolutely spend the rest of your life, like many have, unfortunately, even some, like Irwin Schiff, you could spend the rest of your life in jail, serving out a prison time. You could also spend all of your life, you know, trying to beat the right to travel, you know, learning how to do it and getting all the ins and outs. But at the other side of the coin, while we're out there, you know, involved in finding these individual solutions to global problems, we've got a runaway train going, all right? We've got a train that's running away in Washington. There's a train that's running away in your states. And until we beat kill the disease, if you will, until we can cure the disease and get out from underneath this established two-party political system that stands between where we are today and where we need to be in the future, I just think that it'd be more productive use of our time if we had focused on getting rid of the disease than trying to cure each of the individual symptoms. Because I can assure you, just like what's going down here with this Judge Vinson on the Obamacare, you might get a solution, a small solution or a small win for 13 states, but this system is like a juggernaut. It's going to continue to grind forward and grind forward and grind forward. And one of the things that we've learned from study is that the government never loses in the long term because they can outspend you and they can outweight you. And the global East, all right, they are intergenerational. They're thinking all the way through the end of the millennia. So we've got to cure the disease. And then once we cure the disease, hopefully there'll be all of the symptoms will begin to clear up and there'll be fewer and fewer until none victims. So that's where I stand on that issue. But back again, closing out on this discussion of Lee, and then I want to transition over here and take a look at journalism per se itself. But back to Lee again, we're talking about public relations and this idea of coming up with a new technique, a new way of putting the best foot forward, if you will, for the elite. In the banking institution, the elite of the elite, the creme de la creme. Lee is considered to be the father of modern public relations campaign when he successfully lobbied for a successful railroad rate increase from a reluctant federal government. Now, we've got public relations going on in our schools, all right? We have public relations going on in our rural electric cooperative newsletter that comes out, the tabloid. You've got public relations going on every website you visit, basically. All the pop-up banners and all the ads that you see. The PR guys are going working full tilt boogie. And ever since 1992 forward, with increasing vigor, they've been pushing the Sustainable Development Agenda. Agenda 21, Program of Action for Sustainable Development out of the United Nations. The Global Biodiversity Assessment just the other day. You know, 13 counties right here in Missouri coming under, you know, the threat of being brought into a natural national heritage, wildlife and wilderness heritage site. You know, these are very real things. And they're just stripping us. They're stripping us of our property rights and our whole system of government in the United States. Now, we have listeners from all over the world. But in the United States, our whole system is built upon the principle of private property ownership. And we've gone through that before. Andrew J. Columbus, you know, what is property? A man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property. What is freedom? 100% control of your property 100% of the time. And the corollary, 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. The idea that your rights end where the rights of another begin, this is not international. This is something that exists very much so in the United States of America. There's a lot of difference between our Bill of Rights, this idea that all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator, certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and elsewhere in the Constitution, from Locke, life, liberty, and property. All right? A lot of difference between that and the United Nations Declaration of Universal Human Rights. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so closing out on this concept of who is this Ivy Ledbetter Lee and what is important about him and how does it impact our lives? You know, even if you just get a newspaper off the stand or something that's delivered in your house, or you buy a magazine or something, or a magazine comes and you shake the magazine, you hold it by the spine of it, by the edge, the folded edge, and just shake it and all the drop cards will fall out. Those things are expensive, all right? And if you look very carefully at advertising, I've got a huge tome. I used to have a graphic arts business myself, but I have this huge tome. It's called The Handbook of Modern Marketing. It was published about 1980 or thereabouts. But these dropout, these lap cards that fall out, you know, these things are expensive to produce. They're expensive to include. They're mass produced by the millions. They're sent all over the United States. They're put in major circulation all at once. And they can be in part underwritten. They can be subsidized by various grants and aid from foundations that are trying to advance certain memes, if you will, the mnemonics. They're powerful. And if you look very carefully, you can see what the current threads are. You know, you've seen it. I'm sure you have. You know, here's washer and dryer. We're in the laundry room. And the Negro dad, you know, and he's very pale, by the way. You know, Negro dad is standing there, and he's got his son on the floor, standing on beside him by the dryer with the door open. And he's handing the son clothes that the son is then, obviously, because of the positioning, he's stacking it and is folding it. And the older daughter is sitting on the counter with her head higher than the man. All right. And so what we're seeing there is role reversal, that the man is the housekeeper and he does the laundry. The son helps the father doing the housekeeping and the housework. And the daughter rules over the whole thing, sitting high up on the counter like she's the manager. All right. Little stuff. He's wearing a pink sweater and tan slacks and some kind of sandals or something like that. The little girl is wearing the dark blue, the royal blue. They used to, you know, it's like, you know, pink for baby girls and blue for baby boys. You know, all that role reversal stuff going on. And this is just in something that was sent out to your house by Sears or some other merchandiser, you know, Westinghouse, somebody selling washing machines, for goodness sake. But they're programming your subconscious mind continuously in this fashion. And they do this through public relations. Lee espoused a philosophy consistent with what has sometimes been called the two-way street approach to public relations, in which PR consists of helping clients listen as well as communicate messages to their publics. And now with all of the various social networking stuff that's going on out there, I don't know whether you were surprised by it or not, but I was surprised by it when all of a sudden, you know, Senator Roy Blunt, Roy, good old Roy Blunt, formerly Majority Whip under Jorge Bush the second, all right, he starts, you know, sending me these, emails all of a sudden. He wants me to join him on follow him on Facebook and Twitter and all of this stuff. Now, this is the guy that signed on to the Help America Vote Act and supported the Patriot Act. And he's coming out here social networking like, you know, he's 18 years old or something. Well, you know he's not doing it. But they're using every trick in the book. And this is this idea of the two-way street. Give us your feedback, you know. The consensus meeting, the dialogue to consensus. We've got our flip charts up here. We already have a predetermined outcome, but we're going to have everybody sit in circles. Boy, they'd love to have the adults sitting on floors like they do the children in the schools. But they don't. They sit them all around circles. You can't sit on straight, you know, tables anymore. There can't be a long table like a kitchen table, long table. Now, it's always got to be in circles, all right? this is more of this alchemy. And then they've got the presenter, all right, who stands there with a little flip chart, and they ask specific questions, and they go around and they dialogue about the questions. And then if you give the right response, even if you happen to be in a plant, you're somebody from the conservation district, or you're somebody from a watershed group, or you're somebody from the Sierra Club, and you give the desired response, then your response will get written up on the flip chart. If you don't give the right response, everybody will kind of, you know, discuss the issue with you, sometimes really dissing you, but your response won't get up on the chart. And so when they go then to put together the report, all of the information that they receive from public comment supports the line. And there are no oppositions. There's no opposition. All right? It's just the same in a deliberative assembly. You go to a school board meeting or a county council meeting, a city council meeting, or any of the others, and how do the votes always turn out? It's always unanimous. All those in favor of spending $2,500,000 on a new stadium signify by saying aye. And there's no opposed. The ayes have it. Unanimous carries. And there's never any opposition. All right? This is not happening by accident. This is by design. All right. This is the idea of the dialogue to consensus. Lee also worked for Bethlehem Steel. We come back in. We look at the steel trust that was built and all of this. Again, you wouldn't know this sort of background information without having looked at Gustavus Meyer's book or done a lot of historical research yourself. But these are really big things. These were big problems in America, these changing these are fundamental changes in the United States, in which capacity he famously advised managers to list their top priorities and work on task in that order, not proceeding until the task was completed. Now, this goes back to the idea of goal setting and time management, all right? And I was schooled and trained in this stuff with the Paul J. Myers Success Motivation Institute. If you remember in the early 80s, if you don't, it existed then. What we were looking at there was a carry-on of the how to win friends and influence people. You know, there's Dale Carnegie School and all of that. So much was going on at that time. But who was the guy that first came up with it, apparently, credited for it? Ivy Lee. Ivy Lee. All right. Shortly before his death, the U.S. Congress had been investigating his work in Nazi Germany on behalf of the controversial company IG Farben, propagandizing. Lee often engaged in one-way propagandizing on behalf of his clients, despised by the public. Here's a little bit more. This out of the AFP, this is a little circular that I got years ago from him when I was a subscriber, where we find this in the old Soviet Union. The government controlled the media. Not a word of substance could be published without prior approval from the Bolshevik commissars. Today, in the United States, the situation is starkly similar, but most Americans don't even know it. In America today, it is a select handful of super-rich families and tightly knit financial interests, a plutocratic elite who owns the big media and who control the government through their ownership of that media. Every single one of the major media outlets is controlled by this powerful interlocking combine. And of course, when we studied Bilodeau and Howard's Principles of Business Law, we found that it was not necessary to own a majority share of stock. You don't even have to hold all the preferred stock, but you don't have to hold a majority of the common stock in order to control a business. What you can do is simply be a holding company and control interest in many similar companies that then, or corporations, I should say, that then have the power to influence the decisions at the top. And as long as you have proxy voting power, as was revealed by Cliff Richardson in his CorporationNation.com video, you can see that if you the various lobbies, whether you happen to be a teachers union, a retirement pension fund, or firemen, or whatever, that buying up shares of stock in various corporations and having a proxy, you can actually direct these corporations that you're invested in. And this is the backside of the and the better understanding of what is corporate governance. Corporate governance, where we combine the wealth and of corporations, the money power, and you combine that with the force of government. Corporate governance. Okay, so there's a lot to that that we can look at as well. So we'll set aside Lee now and go over here and just pick up a little bit out of the Encyclopedia Americana. This is the 1951 edition, and I happen to like this one for this particular bit because even though we see from Lee that even from the late 1800s up to this time period when this was written, there was one thing happening. There was a major shift right after the 60s. It was a huge transition. A huge transition after the free speech movement. We don't need to go into that. Let's go into this. Journalism is a comprehensive term which signifies the business of producing a public journal. If you noticed lately, probably over the last 5 years, you've been hearing this word journal, 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 coming up more and more, especially if you're a parent or if you follow educational issues. The young people today are being encouraged to write journals. And, of course, Facebook is just a continuance of that. The idea of having a diary that can be accessed for everybody, where you go in and you share your most intimate thoughts. Okay? It can be very damning to discover a diary for some one of these little trench coat shooters, young people that hopped up on drugs. Very damning to find these little diaries. Look at what impact it had on Jared Lee Loeffner and the shooting in Arizona. All right. His posts on various social networking things. In a general way, it is applied to the vocation of making newspapers. And so originally and initially, journalism was really and truly focused on the newspaper industry. Why? Well, because you go all the way back to the Gutenberg Press and bring it forward, even Benjamin Franklin, even Thomas Paine. When Thomas Paine was sent to the U.S. by Benjamin Franklin, ultimately he became a printer's devil with a garret in the upstairs, which is where he wrote Common Sense. Be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I thought to talk on this topic today just simply because, you know, we see so much of the split, the many different personalities that comes out in the news, depending on where you go, and even more so exemplified by all of the stuff that you find on the internet. You know, and some people are castigating the bloggers, and some people are championing the controlled media, and so on, back and forth, you know, and who's got the biggest mouth in the house when it comes to radio, and so on and so forth, all right? But it falls under the heading here of journalism and public relations. And so, as Hal Anthony likes to say, learn to discern. The way I like to style it is you need to run your antennas of discernment all the way up at this time. Because the liars are everywhere. As Gustavus Myers told us, that if their lips are moving, they're lying. And when their lips are still, they're stealing. Right? Pretty prescient piece of advice. But when we look at journalism, there's a lot to it, you know, and it'll just continue right out of this encyclopedia. Broadly speaking, it's both a business and a profession. I was involved in land surveying, and I learned that land surveying was both an art and a science. Both an art and a science. There's an art form to land surveying, and then there's the science of land surveying. But here, our author tells us out of the encyclopedia that journalism is both a business and a profession. Though the name of journalist, as commonly understood, is limited to those who are engaged on the editorial or news or literary side of the production rather than on the business side. While editor and journalist are not strictly synonymous, the former, meaning the head of a paper or a department, and the latter, any literary worker on a newspaper, they are often used as convertible terms. Convertible terms. Not synonymously, but as convertible. One, an editor could become a journalist, and a journalist could conceivably become an editor. Again, Ben Franklin and his printing press. Thomas Paine, a printer's devil. During the daytime, he was running the presses. At night, he was an author. Ultimately, you know, either or both could own their own printing press and become the business, take on the business aspect of it. On the internet, you know, sometimes it's, if you run a website, you'll notice that mine is fairly well devoid of anything other than the chat room, my contact information, but it would be possible that I could convert and become a journalist or a literary person and start blog posting. And then if I wanted to push it on out into a business, I could go ahead then to start soliciting advertisements and so on and so forth. So I could be wear all of the hats on one umbrella, as so many of the web people out there, the webmasters, are. In a large sense, the subject involves the functions of journalism as a collector and purveyor of news. This is news aggregating. This is your RSS feeds, etc. A collector and purveyor of news, and as leader and exponent of public opinion. And again, this is very, very important when we think about Ivy Ledbetter Lee. Here he's using public relations. Not the same, they didn't call him, he's not the father of journalism, but public relations, like Edward Bernays. Okay? Propaganda, soft times, when it's convenient, and typically. But continuing, a collector and a purveyor of news, and as a leader and exponent of public opinion. The ethics of journalism in its various fields of political, religious, literary, social, and commercial aim and representation, the relations of the counting room to the editorial department, the training and qualification of the journalist, in short, the mission, methods, responsibilities, and obligations of journalism, all of these general phases are deeply affected by the physical conditions of the business. During the closing years of the 19th century, now this would be the end of the 1800s and into the 1900s, the time when Gustavus Myers was writing, these conditions were practically revolutionized. I'm going to tell you why. In the mechanical facilities of production, in the cheapening of white paper, and in the instrumentalities of news collection, there has been an extraordinary advance. Now, this, again, an article from the Encyclopedia, published in 1951. Take that sentence, or pair of sentences, apart, and convert them to today. And look at how this system has been revolutionized during the closing years of the 20th century with the advent of the internet widely expanding and now on high-speed DSL. Again, this great change in the material factors wrought a corresponding change in the scope and the character of journalism. So as the medium changed, so did the journalist. Not only as a business enterprise, but as a public influence, it took on new aspects. New aspects. The more senses that you can bring to bear, and this is just my sidebar here, the more senses that you can bring in to bear, the more of a lasting impact you can have on your audience. You've heard of neuro-linguistic programming, of course. Where we convened this morning in an auditorium, I would be able to bring in all of the things that I've learned in my past about how to strongly influence an audience, how to embed images into your mind, your subconscious mind, doing things basically in front of you in, that would indelibly etch themselves into your mind to help to underline and support the message. All right? Whether you use PowerPoint presentations or videos or sound or lighting or stage colors and the blue screen and all of that other stuff. And how you use hand gestures, you know, and how you dress and how you move on stage. Anybody ever watch Thomas Barnett give a presentation to the War College? Quite impressive. He's highly skilled. I know one public speaker who studied flamenco dance, so that he could really master the hand gestures in his body position. He studied bullfighting as well to really get that. And you visually, you witness, you listen, you participate in one of his lectures, and it's a moving experience. Things that you just hear this way, by tomorrow, 90% of what you heard today will be gone. If you use the power of the archives, come back and listen to time again, especially the teaching segments, more so than the news segments, you'll be, with each repetition, you'll be able to learn more and more. You'll retain more and more. And what I've seen so often in public meetings is even though that you know that someone else knows, and you know that they're up to speed on Agenda 21, or that they're up to speed on certain aspects of history, historical research, economics, or whatever, when they get in a public meeting and the bell rings and they've got 3.5 minutes to speak before a county commission or a school board, they lock up, they freeze. They can't even put their name on the list to speak. They're absolutely terrified of that podium. Knowledge, as they say, is powerful. At least it has its potential power. But when it's combined with action, then you've really got something going. As Henry Kissinger said, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. And if you want to have a power-filled or a powerful presentation, you'll have to approach it with the intent of influencing your audience or influencing the listener. Without it, it will be flaccid. It'll fall of its own weight. If power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and if knowledge is power, then does the question to you, does power then tend to corrupt? And can knowledge corrupt absolutely? I think it's a yes answer. I think that you can have actually the paralysis of analysis, that ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth that you find from the Bible is operative, especially today in the presence of the internet, and as it influences from journalism and public relations, as it influences public opinion and cross currents of public opinion, which influence both law and legislation. Too much knowledge and not enough action creates lumberhead out of people. You've got this towering stack of book knowledge on your shoulders, but no ability to apply it. You might know everything there is to know about carpentry or metalworking or writing or painting or dancing or singing or whatever it is you do, but until you do it, it's of none effect. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to 1,000
thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.